So, I found myself in a rare princess mood. And I say rare not because it's rare in general, but because it's rare for me. I'm usually the queen off in this bitch. But, I've learned not to expect anything from anyone. I try to just state my feelings on the matter, and either there will be action or there won't. But either way, it's not mine to worry over anymore. I'm inherently Dommy, but I'm not a slave driver. I mean, y'all, I really don't ask for much. And for the most part, I'm almost a service top. I'm the actor, and my sub is the one being acted upon. My sub is the focus of my attention, and the majority of my pleasure comes from seeing and hearing them enjoying what I'm doing, or having them do. I don't want to do things that they really dislike, actually genuinely dislike. That's not the point for me. The point is that I'm running the show and they can relax and enjoy it, even if it's something that they're a little embarrassed about or it's something they feel like they have to keep secret. They can allow themselves to enjoy it because it's out of their control. They aren't actively seeking out whatever naughty thing we're doing. They're not bad people. It's something that's happening to them. They're doing what I say because they're good, and most of us are taught from childhood that it's good and right and polite to do as you're told. Anyway, that's where my head's at more often than not, and that's the basis from which my Dom energy flows, and it informs how I interact with the sub when we play. But sometimes I want to be able to just relax and enjoy the festivities without having to make any decisions or be the one to initiate anything, I want the same consideration that I give. Nothing that I genuinely dislike, nothing that's going to hurt me, nothing that disregards my feelings and preferences. I just want someone to do the things that they know I like without me having to tell them to do it. And I can't be that way with anyone because I'm not, generally attracted to people who exude any kind of aggressive energy, and the low-key submissive folks that I'm usually drawn to aren't comfortable taking on a dominant role, even if it's in a gentle and sort of service-oriented capacity. Not to mention that, it requires an insane level of trust to allow myself to be vulnerable with anyone, and that's just not a place that I can get to easily. So, all that to say, I rarely find myself in a princess mood, but when I do, it fucking sucks because there's nothing for it. I just have to lie in bed and imagine that there's a big spoon to my little spoon. That there are arms around me and lips on the back of my neck. That I'm with someone who knows how I love to be kissed and caressed down my spine, my shoulder blades, my ribs, my hips, my thighs, between my breasts. Someone who will make the effort to actually seduce me. Instead of just going straight for the parts that make them feel good. I'm responsive. I am. It doesn't take long, and I'll squirm and whine and beg so pretty if you just take the time. Please. I'll be so good for you, I promise. Just please. Please. I want it slow and sweet and reverent. I want your hands holding me close, skin to skin at as many points as possible. I want you to whisper sweet nothings in my ear. I don't even care if they're lies. Tell me that I'm pretty, that I'm witty and charming, that you love me. Tell me how I make you feel and what I mean to you. Say that you want to stay in bed with me all day, fucking and cuddling and sleeping and then fucking some more. And just as we're close, so very close to toppling over the edge, I want you to tell me how you're going to fill me up. Knock me up. Give me something to remember you by that no one can take away. A part of you for me to keep. We both know it's not true, but it's the concept, the idea of it, that's the last little nudge I need to just fall apart in your arms. God, it would be so nice. But none of that is gonna happen, and that's okay, I guess. At least I have my imagination.